So, today I've got an exclusive interview with Mr. Price. Unfortunately, a bit of a hiccup earlier today. He's chipped a tooth, so he's got to go to the dentist. But he's still agreed to have the interview. So I'm just on my way there now. And hopefully I can just find him in here. Now, I think he may have already gone in. But I've got special dispensation today. So this... to have this interview, so I'll make my way into the dentist surgery now, and hopefully Steve will be there and be able to.
Second door on the left.
Very well. Hey Steve. Oh. Hey Steve. All right.
Yeah.
So you're looking quite comfortable there. Well, comfortable as you can be when you're in the seat. Anyway, straight away, thank you very much for. Agreeing to do this interview. I can understand that, you know, it's quite difficult.
Yeah.
Steve. Just move around here. Chris Hill. He's been described as the marquee player this year, or the big top in some circles. We saw a great move with Cooper leading to a try against Hull KR. Is there any truth that he's moving to halfback, showing his ball skills and combinations?
Something a little bit different to what you know, we've had in the past, and everyone's working really hard. We're building, you know, a huge amount of resilience amongst individuals and as a team, and building strong relationships and combinations.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, obviously with the unfortunate loss of Kevin Brown this year, we've got Depp Patton. He's in a position to try and you know, fill that gap. If that doesn't work out, have you got any players in mind that you'd like to bring into the team this year? Oh, sorry. Steve's just, for the listeners, had the drill inserted and just working on his tooth at the moment. So, yeah, Steve, I suppose when the drilling stopped, if you could maybe just sort of give us an idea of what players you're looking at, any other big signings. We've had the salary cap dispensation and everything, so have you got anything, any players in mind? That's amazing news. If we can manage to make a signing like that, the fans of Warrington would be absolutely ecstatic that they're getting such a high statured player within the game. Yeah, and pretty much an exclusive for us here at What Would Brian Bevin Say podcast. So thank you very much for that bit of information. Anyway, Timothy Taylor have brought out a new beer this week called Hopical Storm. I know you've tasted it, Steve. What did you think of it?
Huge amount of resilience and fantastic. You know, it's exciting times.
A huge amount of resilience. Never heard a beer described like that before, but I'm sure it's going to be a popular brew. Anyway, I'm going to move this on now. It's probably my final question. You know, last year we had a very successful year. We made two finals. Unfortunately, we didn't win them. People are starting to say that, you know, with a team that will never win, we keep saying it'll probably be our year. What'll be different this year, Steve? If we make the finals, how would you sort of describe our chances this year? Oh, are you all right there? Oh, I hope that wasn't the question, Steve. Is that some kind of metaphor for us choking in the final? Nurse, could you not get any Novocaine or give him some gas or something? I think he's losing his resilience. Come on, Steve, pull yourself together.
Nurse, stay there. Remove that man immediately.
Right, that's enough. Out of this practice, now.
Get off. I've got special dispensation to be in here and you ask me questions. Get off with you.
Stay resilient. Stay resilient. I'm going to ask Steve about what he thinks about Warrington's traffic.